Well, the Johnson Automotive Post Game Show begins here from the Munn Arena on the campus of Michigan State University in East Lansing. My name is Dominic Hennig, joined now inside the Bulldog Hockey locker room by assistant coach Dave Sensor. Coach, you're keen with the 1-0 victory here tonight. Your analysis of the game.
Well, Dom, it's great to get back in the win column, that's for sure. And I think the difference tonight was definitely CJ Mott. He played an exceptional game. And we knew coming in that this, you know, it was kind of a battle between two of the premier goaltenders in the country. Jake Hildebrand from Michigan State is an exceptional goalie. And then CJ Mott, obviously, for us is very talented as well. So we knew it was going to be a great goaltending matchup, and it lived up to that. And, you know, especially for long stretches in the second period when we really had to lean on him, probably a little more than we'd like to. CJ was excellent for us, and he was a difference tonight.
Well, Ferris State getting outshot 36-16 tonight. Obviously, it's one of those things where it's nice to get the victory, but I'm sure that may be a concern of yours and the coaching staff as well tonight.
Yeah, and you know what? Early on, you know, I think the first period, I don't know what they had them down for shots, but, you know, a lot of those were perimeter shots, and I give Michigan State a lot of credit. You know, they had a lot of respect for CJ from the times they played him in the past, and they threw a lot of pucks on net, and they were kind of forcing things from everywhere. So they weren't necessarily grade A scoring chances, but there are plays that could, you know, with a bad rebound or something, could develop into a great scoring chance. So, you know, the shots were definitely very lopsided. The scoring chances probably weren't quite that way, but still at the end of the night, we had to rely on CJ and lean on him a lot more than we'd probably like to.
Good to get Jared Van Wormer back in the lineup last weekend for the first time this season after not playing in the first four games, but even better to see him get on the board here tonight and get his first of the season and third overall goal.
Yeah, it was a great finish, too. A great play by Matt Robertson to, you know, kind of take away the wall behind their net in the offensive zone and get the takeaway. Then he made a great pass to Van Wormer, opened the slot. And it was a great finish by Van Wormer against a great goaltender. So it's definitely a great pickup, you know, to have him back in the lineup. He's a guy that, you know, plays in our top six group of forwards. And also, so he sees a lot of minutes there. But then he also penalty kills, and he's on the power play for us. So, you know, to get a top six guy that sees so many quality minutes in and have him back is really a great benefit for us.
The Bulldogs and the Spartans go at it again tomorrow night. What are some of the things that you're going to talk to the team about tonight or tomorrow at pregame skate?
Well, you know, I think we have to be better in our defensive zone. We got to do a better job of eliminating their guys. We gave them too many second, third, you know, even fourth opportunities at times, and plays that, you know, were maybe harmless against the wall where we allowed them to have second life. And we got to find a way to, you know, hit them, pin them, eliminate them from the play, and get the puck and play offense. That's what we want to do. You know, you don't want to be a team that sits back. You know, you want to have fun. All the fun happens on the offensive side of the rink, really. So we want to find a way to, you know, spend as little time as we can in our defensive zone and, you know, hit the gas and go down there and try to, you know, have some fun in their end.
Five straight victories over Michigan State, 10 out of the last 12. Now, what does that say about our hockey club?
Well, you know, Michigan State, they're a tough team to play against. And, you know, quite honestly, we'll be happy about this one tonight for maybe an hour or so. Then we'll get focused on tomorrow because, you know, tomorrow is the most important one. We just got to find a way to you know, come tomorrow night and play our best game and improve on tonight, you know, and I think that's something we can do. You know, we played a good game tonight, but, you know, we need to play a great game tomorrow to be able to get a win against this team tomorrow.
Coach Sensor, thanks for your time. We'll see you back at the hotel.
Thanks, Tom.
That's the assistant coach, Dave Sensor, with his thoughts and comments in the Johnston Automotive Post Game Show. Dogs win 1-0 over Michigan State in East Lansing here tonight. Don't go away. Box score and the audio highlights coming up next. This is the Johnston Automotive Post Game Show on the Bulldog Sports Network and Sunny 97.3 FM, the voice of the Bulldogs.